Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the December 7th Sunday Mass's first reading. It's the second Sunday of Advent, Year A. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On that day, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide, but he shall judge the poor with justice and decide aright for the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together with a little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors. Together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play by the cobra's den. And the child lay their hand on the adder's lair. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be filled with knowledge of the Lord, as water covers the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse, set up as a signal for the nations, the Gentiles shall seek out. For his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord. I don't know if you remember last Sunday's reading, but Isaiah was rocking it, and today he ain't slowing down. Again, he poetically paints an idyllic picture of hope for us, perfect for this season of Advent. So let's get to it. What is God saying to us in this reading? What is the message of this reading? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? What messages do you get from this reading? To me, this one's pretty straightforward. Isaiah is predicting the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. In Isaiah's time, for far too long, Israel had been plagued with corrupt and self-interested kings that strayed from God. The Messiah will shatter that pattern. This is a long reading, by the way. I see three alternating tones. First, joyous. Second, bold. Third and last, again, joy. Of course, it's Advent. If this is your first listen, one of my go-to devices is to take a declarative sentence and redo it as a question and answer. Because of the length of this reading, I resort to this ploy 5 times. Just warning you. So the first part is just all joy. You should have a big smile on your face for the entire first section. That might be the hardest part of your reading. Be diligent. Make your joy infectious. See if you can't get that cranky old VFW usher, you know the one, to crack a smile right along with you. Isaiah is prophesying the arrival of our Savior. On that day, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. So we've got some nice parallel construction here with a spirit of wisdom and of a spirit of counsel and of a spirit of knowledge and of. So emphasize these with your pitch and cadence. Let's return to that line, a spirit of knowledge and a fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. So that's the first of the reconstituted 5 questions I mentioned at the beginning. Okay. This is all joy up to now. Let's shift to the second tone. Let's be bold. We continue this joyful message, but your delivery should be bold, strong, more serious. Isaiah describes the Messiah in contrast to the corrupt leaders quagmiring Israel. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide, but he shall judge the poor with justice and decide aright for the land's afflicted. So that's the positive he's going to do. The next line shifts dramatically. What follows is brutal. You do not want to be one of those corrupt and idolatrous kings. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips, he shall slay the wicked. That's the second declarative sentence I'm turning into a question. Justice shall be the band around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Strongly emphasize those words, justice and faithfulness. Okay, now we're going back to the same joyful tone we started with. Remember to smile. This section has two different sub-segments, I guess I'll call them. There's this mind-boggling comparison of the Messianic kingdom to the Garden of Eden, God's first paradise created for Adam and Eve. It's just such a poetic picture and very colorful because there's all these animals introduced here. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together. There's the third reconstructed question. Add a little chuckle to your voice here if you can do so naturally. Then you can actually insert a subtle laugh before this next line. With a little child to guide him. This vision of peace is so outrageous. It borders on the preposterous. But hey, you didn't write this. These aren't your words. They're God's. You can hardly be expected to read this with a straight face, though, can you? Given the lighthearted tone of that line, rather than say, guide them, try a conversational tone of, guide them, because that's how you might say this in everyday conversation. Isaiah continues, the cow and the bear shall be neighbors. Together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby
shall play by the cobra's den.
And the child lay their hand on the adder's lair. Say, the baby, as a question. Pause then, with a tone and facial expression of delighted dismay. Answer with,
shall play by the cobra's den.
This goes beyond straining credibility. This is outrageous, delivered as such. But Isaiah is just getting started. Raise your tone and facial expression at the ongoing shock value of, and the child lay their hand on the adder's lair. Say and as if you're saying, you're not going to believe this. Whew. Okay, so that ends what I guess we'll call the Garden of Eden subsegment. Are you still smiling? Good. Keep it up. Here you can have a combination of joy and boldness as Isaiah continues his description of the Messianic kingdom. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be filled with knowledge of the Lord, as water covers the sea. Deliver this last part with a sense of awe. On that day, the root of Jesse, set up as a signal for the nations, the Gentiles shall seek out, for his dwelling shall be glorious. Close with the fifth and last of the reconstituted questions. With those last three words, put a little tremble in your voice, just to denote the wonder of it all. At this closing vision of paradise. A quick tangent. Notice the second reading similarly ends with a promise the Messiah will come to also save the Gentiles. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions. Because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the Ambo.